Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... That's right. It's Evil Weasel Wednesday, and every day's evil anymore. It's also the 29th day of April, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by Henry Shively and John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk with JD and myself. Well, it is currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 68 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's a high ceiling, cloudy again, just like yesterday. Could get a little rain, but it's not bad. It's late spring weather. We'll take it. Let's see here. That being said, how's the weather out there in central Nazi Joyzy today, John?
Well, hi, Henry. And over here in central Nazi Jersey, we've got, what was it? I was just looking at it. Oh, yeah, 59 degrees, overcast skies. We're supposed to be getting a little rain here in a little bit, so not much, just a couple of sprinkles here and there, and it's just going to be cloudy for the rest of the day. But at least we're supposed to be working our way up into the mid-60s from now until we go into the summer, it looks like.
Yeah, I think that's what we've about got the same weather now, and nobody's getting an advantage here.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? I wanted to give you the elevation because you always give the elevation. You're up there. You're in the nosebleed area, you know, 4,300 feet, is it?
4,200
feet. Yeah. So you're almost a mile in the air, but I'm here basically at sea level. But every time I've checked my GPS, because my GPS, you know, GPSs have a setting on it, tools, you go into it, and it will give you your coordinates, your longitude, your latitude, and your altitude. Well, I've noticed about in the last year and a half, the altitude's always changing. You know, whether the thing's moving or not, it just keeps moving up and down. In fact, I've had a lot of trouble with my GPSs in the last several months. And I don't know if they're because they're getting a little bit old or because, you know, the government's scrambling the GPS signals, weakening it or causing data errors in the GPS. And, of course, it comes up as just fluctuating data on my GPS when I'm trying to read it.
Well, it could be the smart meters or the 5G interfering with it. It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell, but it's wherever I go, I noticed it. And it only started about a year and a half ago. Remember, the government was running an operation here in the Northeast where they advised, they told you, they had advertised that there may be interference with your GPS locators.
Well, that's a shame. I'd hate to see all those GPS locators go to hell and people have to be able to read maps and use compasses.
And read a map, yeah. And I can't figure out for life of me because I don't know too many people that have air-guided missiles and need precise GPS information to make that strike.
I don't either.
What do you got on the plate today, Henry?
Well, you know, with this, the investigation into Trump and the election and then the impeachment and all of this shit that, you know, it has been a concerted effort to try to convince the people that the judicial system in this country is the administrative admiralty. You know, and this is the law and that, you know, and even with what's going on right now, you know, it's this first article, Constitution isn't suspended for COVID-19. Attorney General Barr warns public officials. No, but you are goddamn sure trying to suspend the Bill of Rights, which is law, which you're working with is your policy is not suspended, but you're trying to suspend our law. And we're going to separate it, and we're going to show the fucking difference. And you're not going to get away with this. Because, I mean, well, we'll work on it as we go down through this article when we get back.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it seatbelt and then mandatory insurance, and I don't know, it just
doesn't fall into place, does it? We'll be right back. Take your brain, it's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Oh, I'm JD. Oh, man. Constitution isn't suspended for COVID-19. Attorney General Barr warns public officials. In the first place, the Attorney General is an illegitimate position created in violation of the 5th Article of the Constitution and in violation of the 9th Article of the Bill of Rights. Attorney General Barr can't exist. There is no high government official that's above, that is the highest, law in this land. The people are the highest law in this land, and our personal jurisdiction is the only fucking jurisdiction on this continent. Well, not on this continent, but at least in the little united big S states of the Americas. This is from Daily Signal. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Attorney General Barr on Monday publicly released an official memorandum he sent to United States attorneys and to his Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. Now, civil rights are those, that's that 14th Amendment shit. That is the privileges and immunities granted to us as subjects of the fucking state and federal legislators. The subject of the memo was balancing public safety with prevention of preservation of civil rights. Fuck you. Shove your civil rights up your fucking communist ass. I am not a subject that you grant privileges and immunities to. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, and my rights are natural and they are unalienable. You can't touch them. They are law.
Good. Henry.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Is that Barr, is he the same, when he was with, is it the same gentleman he was with, was he with the first Bush? Was he one that did Waco or Ruby Ridge? Was he one of those?
Yeah, he's the one that wouldn't let the state of Idaho indict Ron Hariucci for the murder of fucking, Vicky Weaver or the U.S. Marshals who killed, Sammy Weaver. That's who that son of a bitch is. He's a scumbag. Yeah. Anyway, the memo is a acknowledgement of the extraordinary challenges posed by the coronavirus. A much needed reminder of our constitution. Here they go, constitutional rights. Constitutional rights and civil rights are two different apples and oranges. It is the administrative and admiralty civil rights. It is the Bill of Rights, ratified law, when you talk about the constitutional rights. The rights that were added as amendments to the Constitution that could never be removed, could never be changed, could never be interpreted as to remove a right. Constitutional rights and warning to those states and localities that might tread upon our individual rights. See, they keep playing these fucking games with us. They're trying to get us to convince us William Barr has no fucking authority. He is a violation of the fucking law just in his existence. The highest law in this land is we the people. And we have the only jurisdiction for arrest and prosecution, period. No one in the fiduciary ever had it. And the first Congress that created the position of the Attorney General without going through the 5th Article ratification process They created nothing. They created a fucking crime. They made the whole thing illegitimate. That and the fact that there was no pledge of allegiance to the people and to the Bill of Rights instead of to the Constitution. And there wasn't even a pledge of allegiance to the Constitution, for the Congress made it an unlawful entity, and it made everything that happened from the get-go is completely a fraud. That means none of it fucking exists except the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights was done correctly. It was ratified by representatives of the people. It is the people's law. It is a separate document. It is the fucking authority of this country. Barr's memo is in effect a warning under order to the 94 U.S. attorneys. It tells them to be on the lookout for state and local directives that could be violating constitutional rights and civil liberties. So they're separating them, their constitutional rights and civil liberties. You can't grant civil liberties, as you sons of bitches, because the civil liberties that you grant violate the fucking Bill of Rights. The fact that you even think you can grant civil liberties, you cannot. The Bill of Rights spells out the fucking law of this land, and you can't change it with Article 5, because the ninth article says that no power in that Constitution can exist to change it. That's just all there is to it. But they see, if you get busted for, like these 50 CEOs of these 50, subcontractors known as states, were called to account for what they have done in giving these unlawful orders. Now, under that civil rights, under that 14th Amendment, under that corporation, they would only be looking at impeachment as the worst thing that could happen to them. They have broken the law, people. Out in the open, broken the law. They have incarcerated people in their homes without due process of the law. That is, you can't argue it. That's what they've done. They have done it without authority. They have done it under color of law. They have done it as an act of treason and sedition, because that's it. They are in fact in violation of the law of this land. The ratified, written, I mean, you can get it. You can look at the ratification papers. You can look at the goddamn law, and you can see what it reads, and you can see where they have violated it. They are to be arrested, and they should be, you know, if they hadn't formed their fraudulent illegal corporation, and their fraudulent illegal 14th Amendment, and been operating all these years as a fraudulent occupation force under the fucking control of the international Zionists, it would be a simple thing if they would be just fucking arrested. Issue an order. That's why they keep calling them guidelines and then recommendations and everything. No, but then their order, when they're coming with their fucking private Blackwater enforcers to enforce their edicts. And that's all they are, is policy edicts upon the people in violation of the law. If the law was being enforced, Barr would be in fucking prison. I mean, even under the statutes, Barr, that fucking Napolitano brought up on Fox News, you are guilty of misprison of a felon. Because you know what they are doing is a violation of the law. And you are supposedly learned in the law. You know the law. You're supposed to report it to the correct authorities and see that they are arrested and tried for fucking treason and sedition, for trying to overthrow the supreme law of this fucking land and the authority of we the people. It's that simple. You're a fucking criminal. You've always been a criminal. And just the prosecution for what you did with the issue in Idaho with the fucking weavers, You'd be hung twice. You'd be hung three times. They'd have to hang you all fucking day to get shit for all the fucking violations of law you've committed. Skinned alive might be more like it. In that memo, he directed Eric Dryband, the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, and Matthew Schneider, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, to oversee and coordinate our efforts to monitor state and local policies and, if necessary, take action to correct them. See, what they're working under is legislation that they've written at the states. It's under an emergency act, under the General Welfare Clause. This is where they're claiming to get their authority to fucking, suspend your Bill of Rights. They are interpreting the general welfare clause as to mean that they can suspend your rights to for your own safety to take care of you. But the ninth article makes clear that no authority in the Constitution can be interpreted as to deny or disparage any right of the people. So that makes you in violation of the fucking law. And the 10th article says that the states are under the same restraint under that Bill of Rights that they ratified as the goddamn federal government. This ain't rocket science. These governors, all 50 of them, should be arrested for violation of law, for being criminals, for sedition, and for fucking treason. Because what they are doing deliberately. They know it's against the law. And they're trying to fucking exercise the admiralty that the people in this country back in 1775 rose up against. That was one of the issues of that uprising, was the fucking the dreaded admiralty courts. And that's when the people were still fighting for their freemen rights as British citizens. Because they were being taken from the United States over to Britain, where to the king's courts to be fucking persecuted, and they didn't have any goddamn rights. They were just subjugated property. That's why they rose up at Lexington and that's why they rose up across this country. That's why their people are rising up now. We are not going to be your subjects. Get that through your fucking head and bar you're a fucking criminal. Crimes have been committed, people, right in front of our faces, and they are not being prosecuted because we, the people, are the ones with the prosecutorial powers, and they have unlawfully removed our common law courts. We still have the responsibility to enforce those laws, and that there isn't the final remedy, and that's what we are at. It is the second article. We are to take up fucking arms and enforce the fucking law as it is written and was ratified. That is absolute law. We have the right to fucking shoot them down dead if they tried to fucking defy it and defy our authority. Period. In releasing the memo to the public, Barr reminded all of us that the coronavirus has required the imposition of extraordinary restrictions on all our data. Extraordinary restrictions. No, that is straight up violations of our fucking rights. It is imprisoned us in our homes without due process of the law. There's been no criminal complaint from a fucking individual. There has been no grand jury, no preliminary process without an attorney general that can't exist or any of these district attorneys who can't exist because the people are the law. Under the fifth article, you cannot be deprived of your liberty without that due process of the law. There's been no sixth right to confront our accuser for whatever we're being accused of. And there has been no jury trial, and there's been no conviction, and there's been no order from any jury, which is the only authority that can compel a fucking individual free sovereign of this nation to say to be, you know, under home arrest, because that's what we fucking are. And telling us how close we can walk to one by one another. You just cannot do it. It's a straight up violation of law. And there's a difference between our law and your fucking admiralty policy. Your administrative admiralty policy was created by an inferior fucking apparatus, which was controlled by the 9th article and 10th articles of the People's Bill of Rights, the superior law of this fucking land, because it represents the jurisdiction and authority of we the people, who are the grantors of any power that this government would have had if it were even a government, which it is not, because they fucking violated the 9th article and created a fucking corporation. They created the charter for a corporation to replace the republic. I guarantee you that didn't go through by the 5th article. It's all been a crime, and it's a crime being committed against us, and they're trying to, like I said, they're trying to blur, confuse, throw up fog, whatever they can do. But that Napolitano, even that last statement, you still know what I mean, but the Bill of Rights, he had to get it out, you know, because that son of a bitch knows he's guilty as fucking sin of even in either jurisdiction. Because he is under the fucking admiralty jurisdiction, because he is, was a government employee, but he hasn't, if a ex-supposed federal judge does not have the knowledge of the law to understand that people are being, and say it, people are being incarcerated without due process, any, period, due process of the law, in violation of the fucking law. Plain and simple, it's a crime. They are committing crimes. They are not committing violations of policies that will get them impeached and get them fired from their corporate job. They are committing fucking treason and sedition that will get them tried and hung as traitors. Plain and simple. This is the fight right here. This is the fight in the fucking word war we're playing here. And this son of a bitch is playing the game. These restraints on liberty, see these restraints on, you cannot restrain liberty, son of a bitch. Read the 9th article. You can never have the authority to restrain liberty. It is a violation of law. Written, ratified law. You're writing policy, inferior policy, and attempting with a private fucking army to enforce it over the fucking law of we the people, the supreme law. That is an attempted overthrow of the people's authority and of this country. You are fucking subversive in your actions, and you are, and there's no arguing this. This is violations of the law, and they're sitting there doing, and they're not only is Barr watching it happen, he's participating. He would be an accessory to that, to goddamn treason and sedition. Not to mention, even in their own statutes, their own policies, they're violating their own policies. Well, of course, they've granted themselves absolute immunity from the policies that they write. Those are only for the fucking plebes, for the fucking subjects under the 14th Amendment. But you son of a bitch, your 14th Amendment, shove it up your ass. It's not law. It is a violation of the 9th and 10th articles of the Bill of Rights, making it a violation of the entire Bill of Rights, which is ratified absolute law. It's real law. It's the highest it gets. You get the rope for that. You don't get fired. See, that's the worst thing that can happen to them in their corporation, their unlawful corporation, is if they break their own rules, is that, you know, well, the first place, nothing can happen to them now because they've granted themselves immunity from all of the unlawful fucking dictates they've tried to put upon we the people in violation of our law. So there's what is left here. I'm telling you, every fucking one of these 50 fucking CEOs of these 50 states and Trump, because think about what they did. They did exactly what the fucking Chinese premier did, didn't they? Didn't he just order that it be shut down, and by God, it was shut down? Each individual fucking person who owned a fucking business, each individual who was fucking confined to their house against their fucking will, without due process of the law, that's a count against them. I mean, that you're talking the fucking rope. I mean, I don't know if the rope's enough. Maybe dragging them with the rope for a while. But the bottom line is, it's a plain violation of the law. Keep that in mind. And when these goddamn MAGA motherfuckers start coming up to you, the people that are doing the defying, that are defying the fucking these unlawful orders, you fucking tell them, son of a bitches, that they are corporate fucking lapdogs, that they are also guilty of treason because they are acting within the admiralty and the administrative admiralty, and they're going to be tried under the law because they're violating the law by fucking cooperating with an occupying force that is just the same as cooperating with the Kingsmen. They are fucking Tories. You are Tories. You want to keep that 14th Amendment. And you'll see that it'd be all these goddamn industries, the people, the farmers and the ranchers and the loggers, ones we were taught to worship, just like those phony fucking founding fathers who were actually the fucking aristocracy of the time, who wanted to make their own little fiefdoms, and they've just about got her done. Except that the people have come to the point to where, they're telling you to stay in your fucking house. It's summer and you want to go out fucking side. And then you're looking to say, I got the right to go. Where do I not have the fucking right to go out? Where do they have the authority to tell me I can't? They don't. They can write all the policies they want. Policies are like fucking guidelines. They're suggestions. You can, that's the difference between fucking common law and fucking Roman civil law. Common law is public law for private purposes. Roman civil law is private policies being enforced as public law. And we do not have Roman civil law in this country. This is a free republic. And that Bill of Rights is fucking, that is the absolute fucking end all of all law. You cannot violate it. You cannot change it. All you can do is abide by it. And they have not. They have tried to subvert it from the fucking get-goes. From the time that they, before the ink dried on their fucking constitution. And they knew that that fucking Bill of Rights had to be attached. Otherwise, there was a few southern states that were going to withdraw their ratification, and there wouldn't have been no constitution. So they started working on how they were going to fucking take it away and make themselves the aristocracy. And they come up every day and tell you about the ruling class. There can't be no ruling class under the Bill of Rights, people. The law will not allow it. It will not allow you to rule over me just because you have wealth. I don't care if you're the richest son of a bitch. I don't care if you're fucking Bill Gates. I don't care if you're fucking the people that are more richer than Bill Gates. All of you put together cannot, with all your fucking wealth, rule over me. I'm a free man. My rights are natural born into me. And we, the people, are all equal in those fucking rights. As individuals. As individuals, each one of us is more powerful than all of the fucking corporate fucking, this goddamn phony corporation. Well, in fact, the corporation has no fucking authority because it can't even exist. It's a violation of the law just existing. And these son of a bitches know it. And what they're going after what they've been after all along. They played with the second article. They played with the first article. What they want is the procedural due process. Because that's what shuts them down. If they have to meet the criteria in the Bill of Rights for the procedural due process, that requires that they come out of the fiduciary and they have to try to charge you in their private capacity, and you can go right back at them, and there is no fucking, they don't have the power of the fucking, this huge, monolithic fucking monster known as the United States and all its resources to crush an individual. It's just you and them. And 12 whores, or 12 ditch diggers, or a mixture thereof. People just like you and me, who don't want to be crushed by a monolith, and who will not be the ruled by the rulers, the ruling elite. At any rate, we've hit the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Get out!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. The Patriot Broadcast is hosted by John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and Henry Shively. And it's time for the Tactical Report. And J.D., you have the floor.
Hey, Henry, thank you very much. All right, well, you heard Henry out there repaving the road. And you notice when Henry does that, you notice I don't come up and I don't participate in the conversation or interfere in any way, because only a fool gets in front of a steamroller and thinks he's going to help it. Anyway, Henry, that was great, and I absolutely agree with everything you said. And there's a lot more to be said about that also, and a lot more to be done. Anyway, let's get moving here. I do want to start with a couple of items before I get into the main body of the tactical report. And this is an interesting one over in government slaves. I liked the headline when I first saw it, and then I thought about it for just a couple of seconds, and I realized it's wrong. Nancy Pelosi is a fucking whore. That's the name of the article. And that, you know, of course, your knee-jerk reaction is you want to laugh, and you're like, yeah, of course she is. But you know what? That's actually making excuses for her. I don't care what she does with her body or who with, or if farm animals are forced to have sex with her. Personally, I think that would be animal cruelty, and forcing any animal to have sex with Nancy Pelosi. What she really is a treasonous, seditious, low-life scumbag. She's treasonous. Who the hell she has sex with? I don't care. Nobody really cares. So this article makes excuses. When you see articles like this, when they kind of bastardize them, but they're not really accusing them of what it is they're actually doing wrong. Yeah, Pelosi whores herself all over the place. She'll do anything for another political dollar. She can't help herself. That's just the way she was born. That's the way she's grown up, and that's the way she's going to die. But being treasonous, that's by choice. She chooses to be treasonous, no question about it, and that's her real crime. Anyway, I just wanted to fix that a little bit right there. And when you see those kind of headlines, don't be drawn in by them. Oh, they didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, they knew what they were doing. They just chose not to do anything about it. Going on, real quick, I just want to look over, taking a quick look at the markets. Gold and silver are holding steady, pretty much. Gold's roughly at $1,700 an ounce. Silver's still about $15 an ounce, so it's actually been pretty stable, surprisingly, given the fact that the government just threw another $2.2 trillion out there into the economy, you know, kind of like confetti at a parade. You would think that would have some kind of effect on precious metals. Don't worry, it will. Going on, we got the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's getting up near 25,000. The U.S. Dollar Index. Remember, there is no such thing as a U.S. dollar. It's a corporate certificate issued by a privately owned corporation called the Federal Reserve. This is corporate script. It's not issued by the federal government. It's created by the Federal Reserve, which is an illegal agency. It cannot do the job that it does, but apparently committing crimes in this country doesn't stop them. U.S. dollar index is at 99.54%. Remember, that means it's really at parity with all the other currencies compared to. It's not a measure of purchasing power. It's not a measure of stability. It's simply a measure of against other worthless fiat currencies. And because there's no limiting factor on any of these fiat currencies, whether it's the Deutschmark, the U.S. dollar, the loon, real, whatever dollar you – they're all fiat. It doesn't matter which dollar you talk about. And so they're all – ad infinitum currencies, meaning they're just going to print their way to oblivion until every single country in the world becomes the new Zimbabwe. And that is coming, people. Hyperinflation is guaranteed when you have the kind of fiscal crimes and economic crimes that are being committed in this country and around the world. So you've got to keep that in mind, and you've got to make your preparations in accordance with that thought, that the money you have, the currency you have, will become worthless at some point. But right now it still has some purchasing power, so you can do something useful with it. You can trade it for something that will be useful to you in the future. The tough part is, what exactly do you want to get rid of that currency for? Because you may have to hold that item for a little while. You may not need it right away. Going on, crude oil, well, it's back up to $15 a barrel, which is still well below their production cost. Remember, I went over that real quick. So technically, They're still losing money. But for me and you, for the consumers, this is phenomenal. Now, they always talk about, oh, it's horrible when the price of energy drops like this. Yeah, horrible if you're one of the producers, or especially if you're the traders, the paper traders in it, because you're not making that much money. It's horrible for them. But for the rest of us, cheap energy? That's a great thing. Going on real quick. I wanted to mention this. I did ask Henry to roll that article over I had written a couple of days ago, and it was called A Call Out to Any Trenchers, Patriots in the Central New Jersey Area That Would Like to Meet Up with JD. That's me. And I got several responses. So Hope, have Rope Will Traveled. He responded, thank you. But apparently he's way too far. He's well over 300 miles away, so that doesn't look too practical. There was a David Keene. Looks like about between 80 and 100 miles away, so that may be possible. There was some other comments, and then the two I did want to mention is, number one, Jamal, who's been one of our regulars here for quite a while now. So thank you, Jamal. He apparently lives in Brooklyn. And Jamal, I grew up in Staten Island. I actually used to take a lot of trips over to Brooklyn because where I lived, a lot of them were Brooklyn transplants, so they still either had family there or friends. Even if they were just born or very small when they came over to Staten Island, they tended to still have family and friends there. So once in a while, I would take a trip over to them over to 92nd Street or the Bay Ridge area. So I actually spent quite a few weekends over in Brooklyn during my teenage years. And Modest, another one of our regulars. Thank you, Modest, for replying also. Apparently, he's down there in Northwest Philly, which is actually not that far from me. But apparently, between you and Jamal, I'm about the center of you two. So when I think about trying to meet up with you, and I'll ask Henry for your email address to contact you directly, let me see if I can come up with something that maybe all three of us can meet. That would have to be somewhere around me because I'm between the two of you, or I'm just going to have to meet you individually, and I would try and meet you halfway between each from my location to your location because you and Jamal are in opposite directions. Anyway, just a thought, and I did want to thank everyone that did respond. And Jamal, I've got you in mind, and Modest, I've got you in mind. Going on, real quick, I covered that. All right, let's get back on. Now, we were talking about the tactical report and getting ready for the coming shit fight. Hopefully it is a shit fight, because the only way we're going to get rid of the criminality in this country is to go in there and exterminate them. Well, you know what? We can't stay exterminate at this point, because then you're considered threatening them. And under their admiralty system, they can come arrest me. But I don't want to exterminate them. Well, actually, I do want to exterminate them. But I actually want to do it within the confines of proper law. That is through the common law court. And I do want to charge them for treason and sedition. I do want a public trial. I want every single crime they've committed made public. I want to give them every opportunity to defend their treason and sedition. That should be interesting. And then in the end, I want to see them hang. Every one of them. And you know what? When we talk about people that should hang, I think the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate's a great place to start, because every single one of them is a treasonous dog. Especially, virtually every one of them has signed an agreement to support Israel. Well, that's treason right there. For that alone, they should be hanging. Forget everything else they've been doing. Just because they signed a pledge to a foreign terrorist organization. Remember, there is no country called Israel. Israel was created 1947 by the UN GAR, United Nations General Assembly Resolution 181, if I remember right, November 27th, 1947, where this advisory body created by the Rockefellers just waved their hand, took a tissue, blew their nose in it, and said, poof, we have the power to take away somebody's country. And that country was called Palestine. It still is called Palestine. And the people living in it are called Palestinians. But you know what? We just have the power to come in and take half of it away, and then, poof, they blew their nose in a napkin, opened it up to show everyone the snot on it, and said, look, we now have the power to give away that half of the country we just took. And we're going to give it to this organization called Israel. Remember, there is no country Israel. It's an enemy force. It is a terrorist organization occupying a country called Palestine. I forgot where I was going to go with that. But anyway, we were talking about, hanging Congress. Well, that alone, isn't supporting terrorism, even in their admiralty laws, isn't that a death penalty offense? I think it is, when you commit mass treason and when you support terrorist organizations to the extent that the U.S. Congress, the U.S. Senate, and the U.S. Court system and all these politicians support them, because from what I understand, many state governors have to sign this pledge to Israel, which is an act of treason, even in their admiralty system. So, moving on. Now, we talked about Monday, we talked about the grand scheme, the grand fraud, the magnitude of the numbers in our national financial system and in the global financial system. And I was hoping you would realize the takeaway was that in any legitimate system, those numbers would be wholly impossible, because everything was in the trillions, hundreds of trillions. Well, in a honest, legitimate financial and or economic system, those numbers would be wholly impossible. In fact, the only way it can occur is through absolute fraud. So those systems are going to crash. The money that you get from it, that you're using, that currency that you're using, is going to crash. It's going to become worthless. It's going to go like the Weimar Republic in Germany, 1920s. It's going to go like Zimbabwe, when they just kept adding zeros after zero after zero after zero. Finally, they were up to, I don't know, what was it, 100? I think they had reached a point where they were up to a $10 trillion note. Something like that. I don't remember the exact denomination, because the currency had become so worthless. Well, same thing's going to happen with the U.S. dollar and all these worthless currencies that it's on parity with. Remember, I just told you about the U.S. dollar index. It's at 100%, meaning they're all equally worthless and they're all devaluing at the same rate. Well, our consideration is, when is our Lexington and Concord? When do the American people rise up? Because that was an uprising. That was almost a spontaneous event. It was a reaction to the action of the British government coming in and telling the colonists what they were going to do because of the unfair tax acts and because they were coming in to take their firearms away. And they said, no, I don't think so. Well, this government, this enemy force and occupation, it's not a government, it's a criminal cartel. They've been getting away with a hell of a lot more than anything the colonists ever put up with. But we're going to reach that snapping point. And I think my expectation is, my perspective is, and this is only a guess because my crystal ball only works as good as anybody else's, is that the initial contact, the initial firing, the initial shootout is going to be spontaneous. It's not going to be planned. Cops are going to show up, start harassing somebody who's just tired of the shit or just simply has a bad attitude and says, you know what, I didn't like you people to begin with. I certainly like you a lot less now. And now that you're in my face, I think it's time to do something about it. And out comes the guns. I think that's how it's going to start. It's going to start off sporadically, and I can't even say where, but I would say it won't be out in the rural areas. I don't think so. I really think it's going to be in an inner city area, or at least on the fringe of a densely populated area, which is going to be just outside your cities, in the these densely populated suburbs, because people tend to cluster together there. They tend to invigorate each other, especially when they realize they're getting effed over. And when they talk about it, they start to become more and more angry. And all it takes is someone walking up to them at that wrong moment and provoking them. They pull out their gun and say, you know what? I've just had enough of this shit. I do think that's going to happen. I do not think in this country, and I may be wrong about this, but I don't think we will ever go to the extreme opposite, which would be what's called set-piece battle. Set-piece battle is what we did have during the Revolutionary War. Now, remember, the Revolutionary War started off with a coincidence, a spontaneous event. Gates came down, he was going to take their firearms, and they just simply said, I've had enough. It was pretty spontaneous. It wasn't like they had planned it a year or 2 years or 3 years in advance. No, that wasn't the case at all. And neither did the British government, although they probably would have liked it. I don't think they had that action planned years in advance either. I think it was largely spontaneous on their part, although there's certainly a little bit of planning. But the reaction of the colonists was certainly largely spontaneous. They were just fed up. I think that's how it's going to start for us. But at some point, the uprising was hijacked and turned into a revolution. And eventually it did become set-piece battle, army against army, which really started off as militia against the British army. And then the militia became the regular army militias, and then it just became the regular army. People were signing a contract to join, to work for George Washington, because he was going to defend us. And remember, those elites back then, the only time they wanted an uprising, the only time they wanted a revolution is when they started getting fucked over. When all the regular hardworking people were getting fucked over, well, they didn't care. They didn't talk about, well, we need to get rid of this king and we got to have our own country. Nah, they may have thought it, maybe even mentioned it once or twice, but as long as they were making plenty of money and their wealth was safe, they didn't think about doing that. It was only when they started having their wealth stolen. In fact, George Washington had made several comments in his papers talking about how he was pissed off at the shoddy material that they were now sending over to him, how he didn't feel he was getting his fair value's worth for what he was sending over to Britain. And that's when they started becoming agitated, only when they started getting ripped off. Well, in our case, I think it's going to be a confrontation that just is spontaneous, and then people will join up into militia units. I don't foresee what's called set-piece battle, army on army, even if it's an army of the people, taking on, well, who's that going to be? Well, eventually the U.S. Army, the National Guard, a lot of them won't fight. Some of them will, obviously, but some won't. So they'll call in the Blue Heads, the U.N., and then what are we going to do, set-piece battle against the U.N.? Well, we are larger than the U.N. The U.N. troop is mostly the American troops. So a lot of them are just going to say, F you, we're not doing this. But I do see a lot of gun battles coming if they keep squeezing, if they keep pushing, if they don't back down. And they notice. So I do expect they're going to start relaxing their grip very slowly. And Henry talked about this because they want to see just how much they can get away with, how much can they just relax enough that people back down. That's what they're concerned. That's always their strategy. Back down just enough that people stop being confrontational and stop being obedient again. Well, I think we should be past that point. I think the only way we're ever going to fix this country is to go out there, and you've got to get rid of the cancer. You have to get rid of the cause of the problem. And that's eventually going to take us all the way to the likes of Bill Gates, the Rockefellers, the Browns, the Harrimans, the Warburgs, and, of course, the Rothschilds. But that's a much larger battle that will come much later on. Our concern is, how is it going to start here? I think it's going to be a spontaneous event or spontaneous events that occur in close proximity to each other or even simultaneously in different locations across the country because people are just fed up. So anyway, that's something for you to think about. How are you going to react if you heard there was a gun battle erupting between U.S. citizens and these corporate cops, these hired mercenaries called police? Because the moment you point your gun at them, you're an enemy of the state. They're coming for you. They're going to arrest you. They're going to take your guns because they don't want to have to fight you. They don't want to have to fight Americans in general. So they want any excuse that they can generate to come and take your firearms because a disarmed citizen is a slave. And that's what they want, slaves. All right, that's it for me. Tomorrow we're going to expand on that a bit more, and we're going to start talking about what are the kind of preparations we want to make regardless of the kind of battles we may end up in. Back to you, Henry.
Excellent report, John. And I would say that, you know, you were talking about in the colonies, the aristocracy there. The fact is, you know, that's actually who the people were rising up against. They were the king's men. And they were
they were the king's men because they were all British citizens at that point still.
Absolutely. And they were the ones that were getting tarred and feathered. They were the ones out collecting the taxes, taking the people's property, putting the people in fucking prison, you know. And and they're the ones that ended up being your founding fucking fathers, you know, that you were taught.
If I remember right, George Washington was the wealthiest person in this country at that time.
Yeah, he was one of the king's main men. I mean, he loved the fucking British Empire. Well, the people, you know, even the people that rose up, they were rising up for their rights as British citizens. They weren't looking for a new country. It wasn't until 1776, July 4th, because these aristocrats in this country said, no, we're, instead of this being an uprising for rights, we're going to make it an uprising for each of us to have our own little fucking fiefdom here. And they called us subjects when they, at the Continental Congresses, when they called them, you know, after the uprising had begun. It was a whole year and 3 months before, you know, the Declaration of Independence. And when they called their Continental Congress together, they were still referring to us as subject, and the people just fucking went nuts. And they decided, well, this is going to be a war for freedom and liberty. And that's how they, you know, sold people in the cities into going into the Continental Army. And, you know, when it was all over, of course, Adams stood up and said, let's declare a king. I mean, they were thinking they were aristocracy at the fucking time. And you know, you have the gracious George Washington, and you know how he wouldn't be a king. And on, no, You think about it, if they would have fucking said, we're going to declare a new King George, the King George here, the fucking militias would have came right at them, and the only thing they would have between, they would have ordered the Continental Army to fucking fight the militia to support a king, and they wouldn't have happened. They would have been slaughtered. The only mistake that the goddamn Continentals made was not going to Philadelphia and finishing the fucking job. They said we had to have their wealth, you know, to fight this. Well, we could have just killed them and took it. Now, couldn't we? That being said, I want to reinforce what I started this off with. D.A. Stephen Crump will not prosecute violations of Governor's COVID-19 executive orders. And here's that fucking lessening and squeezing, but still trying to, to convince you there's only one system of law in this fucking country being operated, and it is their administrative admiralty with their attorney general at the top being the top fucking boss with the 9 unelected fucking foreigners. Foreign fucking entities known as the Supreme Court, which is not the highest fucking authority in this land. It is the fucking common law court. But let's jump into this real quick. This is from the Chattanooga 10th District Court, 10th Judicial District. District Attorney Stephen Crump announced Wednesday that his office will no longer enforce a criminal sanction or penalty against a citizen, I'm not your citizen, you motherfucker, for a violation of one of the COVID-19 executive orders of Governor Bill Lee. D.A. Crump said, while I have great respect for Governor Lee, for CEO Lee, unlawful CEO Lee, fucking criminal CEO Lee, I cannot in good conscience and with fidelity to my oath allow what I believe to be unconstitutional criminal proceedings to take place. Now, see, they're unconstitutional. I love them throwing that constitution in there because people think they're talking about their Bill of Rights. Now, let's drop down here. I don't believe that someone should be prosecuted in this district for trying to earn a living doing a job that is legal and permitted just a few miles up the road. Nor do I believe that the prosecution of 12 friends eating dinner together at a home in two groups of six should be prosecuted, while if they did the same thing at a restaurant dining room, they would be free of criminal exposures. There's no criminal exposure, you piece of shit. See, this is the 14th Amendment talking to you, and that's what people would do. That's what they're going to do. That's why they're opening up these businesses the way they are. Because the people that are going to challenge are going to go to the 14th Amendment. This is not equal persecution under the 14th Amendment. This is unequal persecution. You're persecuting me, and you're not persecuting him. That is not the fucking issue here. The issue is they do not have the authority to tell none of you to do anything. They are in violation of the supreme superior law of this land and think they're committing treason. Issuing these orders is fucking blatant sedition and treason. They have no authority. This is an attempted fucking coup. It's in the midst of a coup right now trying to fucking push. They did it with the fucking, like I said, with this impeachment bullshit and that big investigation of the goddamn Russia and fucking Trump bullshit. Trying to convince you there is one fucking law in this land and it's the admiralty and the attorney general's at the top and only a DA can call a fucking grand jury. No. The sheriff calls the grand jury in the common law, which is the law of this fucking land. The written, ratified, absolute law of this land. The people's jurisdiction as individuals. The fucking court cannot operate without an individual's jurisdiction to move it. Only an individual can fucking move these courts. And only a fucking jury of fucking the common law can give a fucking lawful order to any American national. So, but see how they're doing it here. He can do it over here, but I can't. This isn't equal under the 14th Amendment. You know, the one that says I'm a fucking subject. It ain't gonna fucking fly. You are in violation of the law, you low-life son of a bitches. And this one here, now here's where we're talking. You know, Cali-style rebellion. 40,000 thumb noses at Newsom. Enjoy sunny day at the beach. Now listen how this article goes. This is from Western Journal. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It was only a matter of time until something had to give. And that something was a combination of cabin fever and beautiful weather that brought thousands of revelers to California against Newport Beach on Friday, as if thumbing their noses at Governor Newsom's social distancing protocol, around 40,000 beachgoers flocked to the surf and sand in such large numbers that city officials are now considering closing the beach on weekends, according to the Orange County Register. 40,000. They did not have the resources to fucking stop them. Don't you see it, people? And you watch MAGA come running down there. Oh, that was us. This is the power. The power is us. It's a Trump thing. You know, it's a admiralty 14th Amendment. I get to keep my fucking property that I fucking stole and sold your fucking rights for. That's what you'll see. But you go on down here to the bottom of this goddamn article, and they start talking about officials in Huntington Beach disagreed that the crowds were not safely enjoying the shore. Despite what's being reported, the majority of our beachgoers are complying to social distancing, and that's a fucking lie because I seen the fucking footage. So they're got them fucking on their fucking heels, people. 40,000 people come out. What are you going to control them with? How many goddamn cops do you got? You ain't got enough. You don't, and they know they don't have enough. And then you go on, and there was another one here, I think. Let me look here really quick. 15 cops raid a restaurant allegedly over too many customers. Now see, this is how they'll hit. They'll hit fucking weak targets. To try to fucking, to terrorize, like the 15 cops come to, these people are just, you know, there's 10 motorcycles parked out front, and the people are getting their food, and some people are standing there eating their food and talking and drinking coffee, and they come, 15 cops, you know, and they're gonna come in, like, fuck, there was enough people there, they should have took care of them 15 cops, to be honest with you. But at some point, the guns are gonna fucking come out. They're gonna come fucking with some people that are just fucking not bothering no goddamn buddy, but they're armed. And then people on motorcycles aren't. I've been wondering how the fucking this social distancing has been working with the Hell's Angels. You know what I'm talking about, people? It's going to. I mean, John's right. It may very well be in the suburbs because they do not want to come out into the goddamn rural areas because the rural areas are just waiting. I mean, they're fucking just sitting there chomping at the fucking bit. But it may very well start, or it may start at a place like a restaurant like this. Where 15, they send 15 fucking cops because people aren't observing social distancing. They're trying to train you. That mask is like putting a fucking, you know, like when you start go to saddle a horse. You start out by, you know, you run the horse, you get the horse used to being around you. And then you fucking get used to you just putting that blanket on its back. You just lay that blanket on its back and that's it. And then it gets used to that, putting that blanket on its back. And then you start. You just jump up on your belly and you lay on the horse for a minute, jump back down. The horse, you know, and you just keep doing that. And then pretty soon you throw a saddle on that horse. And it may throw it off the first time. You just keep doing it over. And pretty soon it gets used to putting the saddle on. And that's what they're trying to do with these fucking masks. And that's what they're trying to do with this fucking social distancing. They're trying to fucking train us like fucking animals that they consider us to be. 40,000 people came out and these were not fucking, mega motherfucking goddamn, communists of another fucking, color. You know, the goddamn, these fucking Trumpsters, which are actually the goddamn Libertarian Party. This is who's doing this, is goddamn politicians up in fucking Idaho. They're after the guy. Their main goal when you reach down dig deep is fucking uranium, gold, and silver. And they wouldn't see that 14th Amendment or this corporation removed and the people's rights returned because they're the ones that originally took them out of the way so that the communists could invade this fucking country and there was no one to stop them because they let all the fucking positions when they took away the fucking requirement for to fucking follow the law, then anybody could come in, any fucking criminal. Oh, I'm with Jesus. Elect me. I'm with Jesus and I'm going to give you something for free. Change. And people fucking fell for it. But I've been keeping, this is one thing you got to remember. 40,000 fucking people thumbing their nose saying no. This is not goddamn MAGA. But they will try to, this isn't fucking California. Where the communists, good communists down in California, but even good communists aren't going to be fucked. Well, we got the right to go to the beach. Well, not if you're a good communist. You're finding out what communism is down there in California. And they're defying it. So you watch anywhere that you find stuff like this happen, you watch those mega motherfuckers run to it. And just like the goddamn 3%ers and Oath Keepers, anywhere that somebody starts to be, oh, they come in and they take over. That's so that they can get control of the fucking uncontrollable. How they did not have enough fucking resources to control 40,000. That's an invading army, man. 40,000 fucking people, you're going to go and fucking, you're going to go after them? Why didn't they send the cops down there and bust all that up? Because they don't got enough. They never have had. They are fucking 12 to 18% of the population. We're going to fucking smear them. And all we need is that brush fire to start. And hopefully it'll start soon, because I'm way past sick of fucking living this kind of fucking life. Living knowing that these motherfuckers actually think that they rule over me, but that they're better than me. Well, you're not fucking better than me, you son of a bitch. And I'll remind you of that just before I pull the fucking lever that sends you through the trap door and snaps your fucking neck. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, look for these mega motherfuckers. When you're out there being an individual and defying these unlawful fucking violations of the fucking law, when you're defying these motherfucking communists and these mega motherfuckers start coming in, you know, just like they did with the fucking Occupy movement, try like a little gang of them coming in and trying to act like it's them, just like Stalin did. That's exactly, this is how Stalin worked. Come in and try to act like it's them. Oh, this is the mega crew, 40,000 of, no. You tell them, you be an individual, you take fucking 10 other individuals, if there's 10 of them, take 20 other individuals, beat the shit out of them, and tell them to get their fucking corporate treasonous asses the fuck away from you. Because they do not control you, and they're not gonna control you. This is a leaderless resistance, motherfuckers. And you are fucking incorporated. You are a part of the corporation, and you are the fucking enemy, and we know the enemy. Now you better get moving. And that is the word from the trenches.